Let's sing song number 131, I'll Bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted, my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up, my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up, my mouth with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Lord Jesus, my God, I love and I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, my God. I praise you.
Oh, he's the Lord.
Great I am, the God of Abraham.
Jesus, I thank you, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. His word is like a fire shut up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, it makes me sing up to the everlasting King. Word is like a fire in my soul. His word is like fire shot up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, it makes me sing up to the everlasting King. Word is like a fire in my soul. His word is like a fire shot up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, makes me sing unto the everlasting King. Word is like a fire in my soul. His word is like a fire shut up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, makes me sing unto the everlasting King. Word is like a fire in my soul. Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God, I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, in your name, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I praise you, my God. I thank you, Jesus. Glory, my God. Your name, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. Let me sing a special for you guys today. The song is Noel. It's another one of the Christmas songs we have, and just love the kind of the message of it. Just remembering that God came and he came to this world so that we could have that salvation through him. And the chorus just says, "Come and see what God has done." It's kind of what I feel like when it comes this time of year. Just want to like keep remembering and keep that on our mind. So please worship with me today. Sing along if you know the words.
Love incarnate, love divine. Stars and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born. He shall reign forevermore. Noah, come and see what God has done. Noah, the story of amazing love, the light of the world, given for us. Noah, Son of God and Son of Man, there before the world began, born to suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave. Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore. Noah, come and see what God has done. Noah, the story of amazing love. Noah, come and see what God has done. Story of amazing love, the light of the world, given for us. Noel.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I praise you. Praise God. Let's sing song number 217, Light of Light the Light.
Oh, light the light in that corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light. Oh, light the light in that corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light. Oh, light the light in the corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light. Oh, light the light in the corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away everybody. Do your part and light the light.
Your name, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you, my God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. We're going to sing our last song tonight before Paul brings up the Word of God. If you're in Sunday school, you can be dismissed now. Song number 288, The Love of God.
The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forever. The saints and angels song. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall saints and angels song. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forever saints and angels
song. Lord Jesus, I praise you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, my God. Praise God. Will you please stand for the word of the Lord?
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Glad to be here this afternoon. Amen. No place I'd rather be than right here today with God's people. Praise and worship of Him. I want to welcome our visitors tonight and all our live stream folks all over the country. So it's a lot in Alaska to the Apostolic Assembly of Jesus Christ. This is our afternoon service. And just join right in with us here and praise and worship to our God and let Him know how we feel about Him. Amen. Can you believe it's almost 2023? Where in the world did this year go, man? Unreal. I think about how fast time goes. Almost 28 years ago, I was in Barrow, and Lynn and my son flew up there and brought my 50th birthday cake. That just seems like a couple years ago. That was 28 years ago. So praise God, He shortens the days. He says He will in His word because of all the things that are going on in this world. And, so happy that we got a God that thankful that He takes care of every little thing in our life. Amen. Just he's a wonderful God. I love living for God. I say that a lot, and I'll say it for eternity. I love God. I love living for Him. I love His people. I love everything about Him. So I know you all feel the same way. keep your prayers up for each other, for the church, for new souls, for the souls that are seeking the Holy Ghost. There's just a lot going on in this world. This world needs our prayers. It's just the heartache that's out there. And if you don't have God in your life, you don't have a whole lot of hope. And that's what we got plenty of. And we get to share that with whoever will. Our banquet's just a few days away. And that's just a really beautiful time between our brothers and sisters. That's what it's for, our family and God here. Just to join together, enjoy each other's company, have a good meal, and worship God. And thank Him for every little thing He's ever done for us. Amen. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. Anytime we all can get together, I'm excited anyway. I'm excited when I could get ready to come to church. After 44 years, I'm still excited. So praise God. He never gets boring. And I know I'll never want to get complacent either. Look at my notes here and see if I got anything. Yeah, I was just thinking about this is the last month of the year. We're going into our new year. It's a good time to think about what God wants you to do in this coming year. Not especially what you want to do, but what does God want you to do? That's the key right there. Whatever is best for me, Lord, Your will, not mine. And sometimes we take the easy road, or we don't see what God sees a lot of times. And He knows exactly what it takes for each and every one of us to get to the place that we need to be when He calls us home. And these works and these outreaches and whatever it might be are all designed to get each and every one of us ready for this rapture, if it happens to happen in our lifetime, which I think it will. But it doesn't make any difference if it does happen. Now you got to be ready to meet God 24/7. I don't care what age you are or anywhere in between. We need to be ready to meet God at all times. Amen. And we're in a process. We talk a lot about that process of refining us. That we're going through these refining fires that we got to get rid of our natural nature and put on the nature of Christ. And that's how you do it, by your prayer, your study, your fasting, and the way you live your life, the things that you have to go through in this life. Amen? And that's how it works. Before we get too far into this, I want to make sure everybody's got their Bible with them. And if you're online, go get one. We use the King James Version here, the old King James Version. That's as close to the original interpretation there is. That's what we use. There's a lot of different Bibles out there, a lot of different little phrases in them that if you look this stuff up, what the Greek and Hebrew meaning is in a lot of these words, you find out it just only takes a couple of words to change your thoughts about something. And we don't want to do that. We want to keep it the way God wants it. Amen? Amen. Another thing I wanted to bring out, if you can't be here, and I mean if you can't be here, not if it's more convenient not to be here, but if you can't be here, please, please, listen to the services. They're on there for a while. There's no reason you can't go back. You can listen to a service going down the road in your vehicle on your way to work. This is our spiritual food. This is where we get fed right here. Between here and our study and our prayer is the food that God wants to give us. And if you miss two or three messages, you might miss something that God really wants you to see, that you would see in yourself that you have to change. Or you might even, sometimes God just keys in on a person, you know, a person that you might know or know a little bit better than somebody else, and they have a need. And sometimes in a teaching, bang, a little light will go on. There's a lot to these teachings. And they're prayed about, they're studied, they're fasted for, and this is what God gives who's ever behind this pulpit. This is the Word of God, and this is how He feeds His people. Amen? So it's important to listen to these messages, even if you can't be here. Yeah, that's just a little note I had about keeping your spiritual ears on. They just blank everything out of your mind when you're in church and listen to what comes across this pulpit, the Word of God. And then what applies to you, go for it. If it doesn't apply to you, that's fine. But there's always something in here that applies to each and every one of us. And I find that 99.9% of it applies to me every time I'm studying. I can get something out of everything that I, every one of the scriptures that I look up, there's something in there that I could either better my life in God or help somebody else. Amen? I missed some notes here. I got to go back and look at them because it's important, very important. It has to do with food, this spiritual food that we get here, this soul food, if you will. What do you get out of it? I mean, that's what I was thinking about. What do I get out of the Word of God every week? Does it provoke me? Do I let it provoke me? Because you can listen to it and not do anything about it, or be convicted when you're in church, and after you've been outside for half an hour, you forget all about it. But does it provoke you? Does it get you to study more, to pray more, to fast more, to be more? Does it do that for you? Because that's what it's supposed to do, each and every one of us. God is not a respecter of persons when it comes to that. But it's up to us to do it. You have to be willing to walk the extra mile. So it's up to you. That big if is in there. If I do this, if I do that. That's another thing. You keep your mind, if God's Spirit controls your mind, it keeps you, you pretty much don't get off track too far. I mean, you get right back on track, because what you think is what you are. That's how it works. First you think about it, ponder it a while, and then there's an action that goes with that. It could be a good action or a bad action. So, with the power of the Holy Ghost, when you get that, you have the ability to change the way you think, the way you feel, the way you act, the way you look, the way you interact with each other. That's a wonder. That's a supernatural gift. You can't get that gift in this world. And we got to realize just how blessed we are to have the Holy Ghost, or even be seeking it, just to be seeking the Holy Ghost, to know the truth. Because if you're seeking the Holy Ghost, you're going to get it. It's a free gift. You're going to get it. It gets a little depressing once in a while, but hey, like one guy said to me one time, "Make me desperate, Lord." Because I was desperate when I got it. And most of the time, that's what it takes. I'm going to start out in Isaiah, the 55th chapter. There's a couple verses here that I read last week, but I got looking over again, and they apply to what this message is all about. And this Word tells you that God's ways are not my ways, your thoughts are not my thoughts and all that. This message went not 180 degrees different than what I was thinking originally to what I have today. And I know I got that from God because when he wants me to teach something, I can't get away from that. It just keeps coming back to these same scriptures. I don't care where I look in the Bible, it has to do with what the thought is. So that's also builds my faith that God helps me and he wants to feed his people. And I get it first and then pass it on. So let's go to Isaiah, the 55th chapter, just two verses. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, maketh it bring forth a bud, and it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So that's how this word goes out. We hear it, we take it in, we digest it, we receive the Holy Ghost. So that's our fruit right there. We got the power to get this peace, joy, and all the things that go with the fruit of the Spirit. And that's what we give out to the people that we meet in this world. That's the per se. You know, when somebody has a business, they put out there, we do this. We do drywall, we're plumbers, we're welders, we can do this, whatever. And they tell you what their specialties are. Well, these fruits of the Spirit, the peace, joy, and righteousness, and all that, that's our specialties. And when we live in this world and that's evident in our life, that's the best calling card you could ever have. When people see you actually living this, you're not a hypocrite, but you live in this Word of God. That's what more could you ask for? I mean, if they find fault with you, that's all right. They did it with Jesus. But there's people out there that are hungry, that want to know what God's all about, that's been deceived half of their life, most of their life. They want to know what the truth is, and we got it. Amen? And it's up to us to deliver. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things wherein I sent it. That word prosper, that means grow. That's a positive word. It's just like a lot of the people in the church are gardeners. So they plant something, whether it's a seed or something that they've been growing all winter and put it out, and they see it's just bud up and it starts growing. But you have to feed that thing. If you don't feed your spiritual, Jesus, there's scriptures in here, and we'll go to them here in a little bit, about the natural and the spiritual. They both got to be fed. But if you don't feed either one of them, you're going to die. You're going to die naturally, and you're going to die spiritually. And I've been around people that are not doing very well physically, and they don't have an appetite. And it's not too long after that they pass away. Spiritually, you can't overeat in God. You cannot overeat the Word of God. You can gain 1 pound from this Word of God. But you can gain the fruits. You can gain so many fruits that it's not even funny. And then you can pass them on to everybody you meet. You can be that light. That's what we're here for, to be a light, right? Let's go to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Matthew, the 4th chapter, and I just want to read one verse. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall live by, should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That means every word in this Bible leads to two things. Love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul, and love each other the same way. This here is just a, I don't want to say roadmap. It's a instruction manual. Just exactly how to live your life. Amen? Every time you try to learn something new, there's a books out there that they start you out just the beginning. They explain a few things, and then you start learning and growing after that. That's the same way with the Word of God. You've got to have the Word of God, and it's got to be the center of your thought pattern. You have to zero in on this stuff. It's I know we teach it a lot, but it's life. It's our life. It's life to the soul. Yes. And we have to teach it that way. Amen. You know, have you ever been hungry? I mean, really hungry? And we thought about that, I think maybe even last week. But are you hungry for this Word of God? To get more of Him, know more about Him, be more like Him. You hunger and thirst for that? Because that's, if we don't, we need to pray that we do have them feelings. Because they don't automatically come sometimes. Some of that stuff you have to work on a little bit. You have to ask, it's like boldness. You have to ask God for boldness. Some people are a little bolder than others, but to really be bold and step out for the Word of God, you have to ask God to give you boldness. If Paul had to do it, so do we. Amen? Let's go to John, the 15th chapter, verse 1. Really listen to these words in this, because there's a lot in here. There's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of knowledge. And there's so much love in here that's not even funny. This whole Bible was written out of love. Love and concern for God's people. Amen. Don't you love God tonight? I mean, when you just think about what He's done for us, just this group of people right here. And there's people like us all over this world that love God. But compared to the world, there's not that many. But there's millions that do love God. And that's why He went through what He went through on that cross. Because there were going to be people that love Him for who He is, not what they can get out of Him. And I love Him. I don't care. If I didn't have nothing, I'd love God. I've never been treated like He's treated me. I've never been cared for like He's cared for me. And I've never been loved like He's loved me. And I've never had mercy like He's had for me. So, I mean, it's not even a trade-in, trade-off. Living in this world is tough without God. Real tough. Chapter 15 of John, verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purges it, that it may bring forth fruit. That's when our trials come in right there. It builds our faith along with that. Now you're clean through this word which I have spoken unto you. That clean here means because if you obey this word, you're going to be clean. That's what this clean is all about here. Abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Now, that's true. We can't do anything without God. And if we're not full of the Holy Ghost, we can't even really witness to anybody the right way. Because they feel that spirit in you when you witness to them. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, they feel that. I remember the first night I came to church here. My wife got the Holy Ghost and I didn't have it. We had a little trailer parked right over here. And everybody in that thing, there was about 7 or 8 people in that little trailer. Everybody in there had the Holy Ghost and I didn't have it. And I knew it. I could feel it. And I was really bummed. I mean, I was major bummed. What was that, a taxi cab just to get my wife to Alaska? I knew she didn't even need me anymore. I mean, I really felt that. I knew she didn't need me. She had God, she didn't need me or anything else. That was a lonesome feeling, boy. But I know God used that to provoke me to get on my knees and really seek Him with a broken and contrite spirit. Because it took that for me to get the Holy Ghost. And it takes that for quite a few people. But it doesn't make any difference. You got to have it. If it takes you 100 years, if you get it on the day before you die, who cares? You're going. It's just nice, wonderful life when you got it. Because you got peace, joy, righteousness, the righteousness of God living in you that directs your every step. If you even think about doing something wrong, it gives you that little squeeze, that small, still voice. I mean, just when you really stop and think about all this, all it entails in the Word of God, what all the little pennies, I guess you'd call them, when you're living for God. Nothing happens to you. He don't allow. It only goes so far. He's right there to comfort you no matter what you're going through. Just people in the world do not have that. And I think we forget about that sometimes after we've lived for God for quite a few years. Like I say, I've been here for 44 years. And I take stuff for granted. Every once in a while, I say, hey, God did that for me. That just, ooh, wow. Not that I don't appreciate it or anything. He's been so good to me, I just take it for granted that this is going to work out. And I don't ever want to forget that, and I don't ever want to quit thanking Him for it. Amen. Verse 6, if a man abideth in me, he is cast forth as a branch. If a man abideth not in me, he cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And that phrase right there, that scripture right there, if you ask something and don't get it, it's not because God didn't hear you. It's because He either got a different plan for you, that's not going to work out for you the way you think it is, whatever. He's always got our best interest at His heart for us. So if you don't get everything that you pray for, there's a reason for it. It's not that God didn't hear you. Amen? And this is what we want to do. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might be remain in you and that your joy might be full. God wants us to have that joy, that full and running over joy. We could go through anything when we're like that. Because that joy, there's something about that, no matter what's going on around you, that you can go through it. You can go through it. You know that there's brighter days ahead. And if God takes you home right there, you're in the right place. Just knowing you're ready to go home. You know how many millions of people don't have that guarantee? If I walk out this door right now, or if I have a major heart attack and fall on the floor, I'm going. I'm going to step out of this life into one that really counts. This 100 years here is nothing compared to eternity. And I want to spend eternity with Him into a place that the scriptures teach that we can't even conceive how cool it is. Awesome, beautiful. Just, we don't even know what it's going to be like. except for we know we're going to have a glorified body. There's no more crying, no more heartache, none of that stuff. No more diseases. And there's a lot of people missing tonight because there's a flu bug going around right now that's pretty severe. But we're going to have that. We're in them times in the Bible where these pestilences are coming up. We're going to have all these diseases. Stay home if you're sick. Come to church if you're not. But always pray and study when you can't be here. And listen to the services. Verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. If you keep my commandments, that means you really love me. It's not just talk. Just some people will tell you just about anything you want to hear to get what they want. In God, that's not that way. You keep his commandments, he's right there for you. And your family. The ones here that's got family, just think about he's taking care of every one of your family, your children. God is an awesome God, man. When I studied that about that predestination for, and I've known it for 40 years, 45 years, 44 years. But when I studied about that, and I could see that God knew us. What are we? Are we not? Why not here? We're the spirit of us, I guess it's called. He knew us before he made the earth, before he made the universe. He knew us, and he planned a life for us. And look at all the shortcomings you've had since you had this Holy Ghost. He's seen all that stuff and still called us. I mean, isn't that amazing? You talk about love and mercy. And he's seen our disappointments. We've disappointed God a lot. As a church, as a people. But God's been right there because we're humble. Hey, Lord, I'm sorry. When you admit you're false to God, you don't have any problem forgetting you. It's when you get stiff-necked and hard-hearted about it. When you went, well, that's not mine, or that's your fault, or that's when God has a problem. But if you're honest with yourself and you're honest with God, take a little chastisement and go on, and you'll be a better person for it. Chastisement makes you a better person if you let it. Amen? I wonder what's going to happen to me tomorrow. So once in a while I get blessing. I'm thinking, man, after I've had this blessing, I know there's something coming down the road. But I know I got the power to handle it, too. Just think of all the things that we got going for us that people that don't know God like we do, they don't have that luxury, man. I mean, it is a luxury. And we don't think we're special because we got it either. We feel like we're debtors that we tell everybody about it that'll receive it so they can have it too. Amen? That's what this is all about. Verse 14, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord doeth, but I've called you friends. And the things I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Here's another one that just really touches my heart. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth or go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, in Jesus' name, he may give unto you. Amen. These things I command you, that you love one another. That's a commandment from God. That's not, I wish you'd love your brother. That's a commandment, to love your brother. That's not hard to do. You're full of the Holy Ghost, you can overlook everything. If you look in the mirror and look at yourself, it's pretty easy to look at somebody else and forgive them. It is for me. I think about all the mercy and love God showed me. you got no problems. We'll get it together. Hey, I'm not, it's all good. That's how I feel about it. I mean, I love God's people, for one thing. But I don't have bad feelings towards people in the world. They don't know what I know. I feel a compassion and a love for them, because they don't know. Now, if they refused to want to know, well, that's between them and God. But I still don't walk away with an attitude. I walk away feeling bad, because I know if you don't do something in this life, you're going to do something in the next one, and it's not going to be nice. That's the goodness and the severity of God is there. The goodness on those that obey these commandments, and the severity on those that don't. That's scripture. I'm not going to turn to it right now, but that's in there. Let's go to John, the 4th chapter, just a few verses here. We'll start out in verse 31. John, the 4th chapter, verse 31. In the meantime, while his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, Have meat to eat that you know not of. Verse 33. Therefore said his disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that has sent me, and to finish this work. That's them words are for us right there. Amen. Read that again. Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of my Father, or will of him that sent me, and to finish this work. And we've got a work to do. Amen. Amen. Say not, ye yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. There's souls out there. We just got to find them. We got to pray that God will go before us, deal with these people, and then lead us to them so we can give them the opportunity to live for him. Amen. Verse 36, And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. That is awesome. You know, there's a scripture here, one about Paul and Barnabas. One sows, the other one waters. God gives the increase. We're nothing in ourselves. We're little worker bees for God. That's what we're doing. We're out there trying to win souls for him. And we do that by our life and our words. Mostly by our life. Our advertisement is our life. Amen. It's how you live your life in this world, around your co-workers, around people you meet, even casually at a bazaar. You can meet all kinds of people at a bazaar. Just walking around looking at all the little booths. Oh, hi, you know, who are you? Where are you from? You know, that type of stuff. Anything to open that door so you can tell them about God. Well, we still can, because the day will come when this word of God is going to be closed up. As far as we're concerned, we're going to be out of here. And they don't have a chance anymore. But we're accountable right now to give them that chance. Verse 36, And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, another reapeth. I sent you to reap that which you have bestowed no labor, and other men labored, and you have entered into his labors. That's what he's talking about. Somebody's already sowed the seed, you come by and you water it, or vice versa. It can happen either way. We don't play church here. This is a real deal. And this is the requirements of God's people. But you got to have your spiritual eyes and ears on when you're talking to people. You have to be thinking about how in the world can I bring this conversation around to God so I can tell him about what I have. Amen? That's how it works. We're all supposed to be witnesses. There's no respecter of persons when it comes to that. There's evangelists, but there's also witnesses. And every one of God's people that's got the Holy Ghost is a witness. What has God done for you? That's what that means. What has God done for you? I could talk for 2 days up here about what God's done for me. I love God, man. I can't get over how good he's been to me, how much he loves me. I mean, just to be able to say that, you know, God loves you, man. I knew he had plans for me back in my other life, and I couldn't figure it out because the way I was living, why he spared me so many times. I couldn't figure it out. I knew I had a connection with him, but I didn't know why. Praise God, he brought me to a place I could find out. Amen. And give me a chance to change my style. Start living a life that's pleasing to him instead of one that was a disaster. Praise God, man. I just shake my head. I get flashbacks of stuff, man. I've lived a full life. Full life. Not always good, but I'll tell you, it's everything that's ever happened to me just about. Since I've had the Holy Ghost, I've been able to relate to somebody about it that was having a hard time. And I know that's why God allowed that to happen to me. He didn't do it, it was my choice, but he can take a bad situation and make a good one out of it. Amen? He does that all the time. Matthew, 9th chapter. Listen closely to these words right here, because I'll tell you what, I started crying when I read these, because I do feel like that. And we all should feel that way. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verse 35. And Jesus went out about all the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness, every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Now you think about that. If you were one of them sheep out there, you didn't have nothing going for you. And we'll take it back to the ark. No, when it started raining. It doesn't say that right here, but that's pretty much where they were at. They didn't have God. And there was a lot of stuff going on in the world at that time, too. And Jesus looked at them and he had compassion for them. They got to have a chance. They got to get out. They got to have a chance to get out of this world. And that's why he had the compassion he had on them. No shepherd, nobody to lead them, nobody to care for them. They were lost, man. Then he said unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest. That's us. That's us tonight. Tonight and in the future. Do all we can do to win souls to God. Let's go to Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 5 through 8. It's right next door, so it shouldn't be too hard to find. Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles. It wasn't time for the Gentiles to hear this word yet. And then into the city of Samaria enter ye not. But rather, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, his chosen people. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, and freely you give. You think about that. That Holy Ghost is a free gift. The love and mercy that goes with that's a free gift. And that's how we should be able to, we should be as far as giving that back to people. Giving them the opportunity to receive the Holy Ghost and always have that love and mercy for them and compassion on them. They don't have what we have. They don't know what we have yet. And if we don't go about it the right way, they'll never have it. It's up to us to finish this work up. Amen. Last scripture, we'll go to Mark, the 16th chapter. And that Holy Ghost we keep talking about, that's in the first two chapters of the book of Acts. That's the salvation plan for everybody that was born after Jesus died on that cross. But right now we're going to Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach this gospel to every creature. That's us. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. That happens. That wasn't just back then. There's been evil spirits in this world since the beginning. They shall speak with new tongues. These are scriptures. We're not making this up. That's why I want everybody to follow in the Bible. They shall take up serpents, and they shall drink any deadly thing, and it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he received up to heaven, sat on the right hand of God, which we know that's the power of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders. God will confirm your efforts. There'll be fruit out there. We need to fill some of these seats up. There's people out there. There has to be people. We're still here. There has to be souls out there that want to live for God. And it's up to us to find them. Let's just turn over to the book of Acts just for a second here. Let's just turn over to the first chapter of the book of Acts just for a minute. Let's just go to the first chapter of the book of Acts and verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise, this promise of the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. That's in other scriptures. I'm just saying what that is. Which he saith, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Jump over to 8, verse 8. But you shall receive power after that Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. You will have the fruits of the Spirit in your life, wherever you go, whatever you do. Witness unto me both in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. That's us. And you go into chapter 2, and you go on down through here, where Peter gives them a history lesson, and then you come on up here to verse 36 in the second chapter. This is after they got done telling all these people that they just killed the God of creation, the Savior, Jesus Christ. They just hung him on a cross. And when they heard that, the light finally went on. Therefore, let the house of Israel know assuredly that the God has made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard that, now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Verse 38, then Peter said unto them, repent, 180, turn your life around. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Get clean. Come out of that water white as snow. for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you, unto your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort them, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then they that received the word were baptized that same day. There was about unto them 3,000 souls. Man, wouldn't you love to see something like that? 3,000 people getting the Holy Ghost at one time. It had to shake the earth. That's us, man. We don't know what God's going to do if we give it our best shot. I mean, Jesus was one man, and they're still talking about him. Look at how many people are in this room right now. We got the power. We got to use it. Amen. That's all I have for tonight. If you got anything you got to make right between a brother or sister, do it tonight. That's what this altar is for. If you need the Holy Ghost, that's what this altar is for. If you just want to pray and thank God for everything he's done for you, that's what the altar is for. Anything you have need of, it's right here. I love you. Love you all. Have a good week. See you Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to Friday. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God, the altar's open for you. Won't you come?
There is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I want to meet you over there, in the home beyond the sky. Such singing we will hear, never heard by mortal. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. For God's own Son will be the leading one in that meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I want to meet you over there, in the home beyond the sky. Such singing we will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. For God's own Son will be the leading one in that meeting in the air. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I want to meet you over there in the home beyond the sky. Such singing we will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. For God's own Son will be the leading one in that meeting in the air. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table any time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table any time. He who fed the multitude turned that water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table anytime. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table anytime. He who fed the multitude turned that water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table any time. He who fed the multitude turned that water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of His sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of His sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of His sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I've ever had before. I want more of His sweet love, so rich and full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. He is coming, Christ is coming, coming back to catch His wedding bride away. So get ready while He tarries, for His coming back may be most any day. He is coming, Christ is coming, coming back to catch His wedding bride away. So get ready while He tarries, for His coming back may be most any day. He is coming, Christ is coming, coming back to catch His wedding bride away. So get ready while He tarries, for His coming back may be most any day. He is coming, Christ is coming, coming back to catch His wedding bride away. So get ready while He tarries, for His coming back may be most any day.